Okay, welcome back. And it gets wackier every day. These things were really, in many ways, predictable. The issue of Trump reversing himself on going after the greatest criminal in American presidential history, Hillary Rodham Diane Clinton, and her rapist, felon, pedophile husband, not going after them. What an incredible betrayal of Americans who trusted that to happen. Many weeks ago, and some of you will remember this, I'll bet it's 2 months ago, I said when I found out that Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump, I guess it's Kushner now, were pals, I said this is going to cause trouble. Donald Trump really respects his daughter Ivanka. More power to him. He should. She's a very well-spoken woman, knows what she's doing. However, now it is being certainly suggested by some, and I suggested it from the beginning, that the friendship between Chelsea and Ivanka would cause trouble. And I think that that is part of the main reason that Donald Trump has announced through Kellyanne Conway that he is not going to seek to prosecute with a special prosecutor Hillary Clinton. And the term, as I mentioned earlier tonight, let her heal, or something like she needs to heal and we're being compassionate, is one of the outs. Well, what about every American in this country who has committed a crime under stress and duress? Don't they deserve to be given a chance to heal? Shouldn't charges against them not be pursued? Or is this yet another example of the elite running the planet, and those at the top are Teflon coated? They are above all laws and answerable to no one. Is that what's going on here? Or is it Trump's daughter grinding on him not to prosecute? And this thing about letting her heal, where do I, may I have a barf bag, somebody? How much money has that bitch stolen? How much of the United States has she sold for profit? How many people are dead in the ground now because of her? I couldn't count them all. Sorry, this doesn't work for me, Mr. Trump. We still respect you and expect you to do great things, but this is wrong. This is morally, politically, patriotically, in every way, wrong. We had a chance to hold somebody accountable. I don't give a damn how many people she would have taken down with her. It's their fault. They need to pay the price. Back with us this hour is John Rappaport, one of the most gifted writers on the internet. John, how are you? Thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Jeff. Good to be here.
Yeah, you just wrote a piece today I've got up there about this very subject. Tell us how you see it.
Well, the heel part is really disgusting, completely disgusting. I mean, it couldn't have been put in a worse way.
Couldn't.
And the way I started thinking about it is, here are all these millions of people out there that supported and still support Trump. And part of the reason is that they expected that he would go after her, hammer and tongs, legally, special prosecutor or his new attorney general, whatever it would be. The charges would be filed. The reason that this has to take place or should take place is because it would be part of his promise. We are not going to back away. We are not going to back down. This is not the usual presidency where everybody is automatically forgiven in the glow of victory and we move on. No. His presidency was going to be different. He was going to provide, on a number of fronts, justice, real justice. And that's the expectation. And this would be the proof that he's not fooling around, because he would be going after a real heavy hitter with global connections and press all on her side and just simply say, doesn't matter.
How are we going to make America great again unless we bring back the rule of law and apply it to everyone equally? Equal justice under the law, equal penalties under the law. This is really a tragic mistake that Mr. Trump is making. I don't believe he's doing it just to let the Congress take over and run their investigations. I think this is a breach of promise. Sorry to have to say it, but it's a betrayal of what he promised to do. And there's just no way around it. All the slick talking that Ms. Conway can do isn't going to change anything.
Nothing is going to change unless he moves forward with this. And I'm also thinking about Steve Bannon, because, you know, he's a real wild card.
Yeah. You wrote two really good pieces. Look for John Rappaport on the left side in columnists, and look his two columns, Open Letters, Part 1 and Part 2, to Steve Bannon. Go ahead.
This is a guy who is adamantly against major media, sees the whole picture there, understands what they've been doing. Editor of Breitbart, rebel, innovator, lots of good ideas, new ideas. That's why Trump took him in as his special advisor, inside man in the administration. So his blood has to be boiling now.
I would think, one thing, John, real quick. Breitbart, when Andrew Breitbart was murdered, I figured it would fade away. It didn't. Somehow there was a tremendous infusion of cash, big cash money. They have an office in Tel Aviv. Now, doesn't take long to connect the dots on that one, ladies and gentlemen. There's a major link to Zionist Israel through Breitbart News and Mr. Bannon. That's one. The other thing is, he's a buddy of John Bolton. God, that is really off the wall weird. Please continue. I'm sorry.
That last thing is not something that I knew. That is very strange.
Oh yeah.
Bolton is a total wacko.
Yep, he is.
So, you know, what are the implications here? What is the message? The message, aside from what we just laid out, is that maybe something is cooking here on the inside. We talked about this actually the last time I was on.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody said to Trump, listen, if you go after, and you were the one who said this, if you go after Hillary now, what's really going to happen is something you don't understand, because half of Washington is going to go down because of the myriad connections and corruption at so many different levels. If you start digging into this thing, that's what will happen, and then the nation will be ungovernable because the scandals will never stop. So you have to back off this one. And that would not surprise me if that were the case as well.
Right.
That this is what he came away with from whatever conversation it was, whether it was with Obama or Kissinger tipped him off or somebody.
Right.
And
but isn't that draining the swamp, John?
Exactly. You see, that's that's where you say, oh, good. You know, if you're Trump, the Trump that we're supposed to accept, that's the point where you would say, great, this is exactly what I want.
Are we to think that there aren't enough capable Americans to fill these 100 jobs maybe that might come up of people who go down because of their wrongdoing and their amoral behaviors and God only knows what? Oh, I think we could fill those jobs very easily. So
very quickly. Very quickly. In fact, it would be better, because then he would have to bring in a bunch of outsiders.
There you go. Yeah.
Competent people that are smart, that can see, you know, the handwriting that's been on the wall in America for a long time and say, well, we're going to turn the corner here. These are the kind of people he should be bringing in anyway. But if a real deep investigation of Hillary resulted in, you know, dozens of convictions, that is draining the swamp. How else are you supposed to do it? I mean,
yeah, you know,
you can fire some, right. You know, sit around people that do nothing, but at the higher level,
you know, I would take a couple of dozen of these key players, or 50 or 100, I would take them all forced out of the nation's government, its capital, and let Trump pardon them. I don't care. Drain the swamp. Get him out. New people.
Exactly.
Let him pardon them. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I just want him out.
He's not seeing something here, you know? I mean, really.
Seems like it.
Not seeing why he won. There's some aspect of this that apparently he is yet to understand, because the outrage of the American people on so many fronts during the campaign, as reflected in the giant number of people that showed up to his rallies, you know, caught on to his messages, so forth, a huge amount of outrage in the country at what's been happening. And a great deal of it, rightly so, focused on Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and their team of people that have been committing heinous crimes for the last, you know, whatever it is.
I hope you folks have seen the Pizzagate videos I've had up to. Crucial.
Those are remarkable. Those are really remarkable. So, what doesn't he get here? This is what the demand is, that he's got to go forward here. And the failure to do that is sending a sign here that, okay, if this is the way you're going to play it, we are going to hold your feet to the fire, and we are not going to have the same degree of enthusiasm, forward-lookingness. You're going to really have to prove it now, that you're going to do the kind of revolution that you promised.
This is a really bad move. It is, and I go right back to what I said earlier. This is Ivanka and Chelsea working the inside. It is how much? I don't know. What percentage? I don't know, but it's certainly substantial. Oh, you can't do. Poor Chelsea's just crying and crying about her mother. Her mother's got Parkinson's. She's dying and not. Hey, you know, what about all those Haitians who died? What about all the other people in the Middle East who died because of Hillary Clinton? What about the execution of Muammar Gaddafi, arguably the greatest modern leader in the Middle East, along with Saddam Hussein? And if you're hearing this program for the first time and don't understand what I'm talking about, you better do some research. She killed a lot of people. This woman is a psychopath. And I'm looking at Chelsea, who is now a billionaireess in waiting. And we've got to stop allowing these people to get away with this. It's got to stop. And to have him do the same thing that Bush did and then Obama did. We're not going to prosecute the former administration. We're going forward. No. And I can understand why he wouldn't want this on his back. But that's not the point. The point is, drain the swamp. Drain it. This isn't draining it. This is adding to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, who thought, if you gave it any thought when he said drain the swamp, that this was going to be an easy proposition? No. If you thought the presidential campaign raised the ire of the mainstream press, that would be nothing compared to what draining the swamp really means, such as to move forward and prosecute and convict Hillary Clinton and send her to prison. Now you're really talking about something. But this, again, if you thought millions of people were behind him before Trump, this would add millions more, not only in the United States, but around the world. And the way these stories operate, and I'm talking now after 30 years of working as a reporter, once you penetrate deeply and just below the surface, you know, if he were to say, okay, of course we're moving forward, that's what I said, and here's the special prosecutor, or here's my new attorney general who's going to do this, and the investigation is on. Now, oh baby, people start coming out of the woodwork. That's the way it works. Making confessions, running scared, rolling over on other people. The whole filthy mess begins to emerge out into the light, because that's what happens when you do a real investigation. It isn't just Hillary and Bill and so forth. No, no, no. When a real special prosecutor takes this on and begins interviewing all kinds of witnesses, they're going to be peripheral charges filed against those people.
Right.
And then they're going to make deals with those people, and those people will roll over on higher people. Now you're really draining the swamp. Now it becomes what we've needed.
Well, Donald Trump becomes a capital G, a great president, a
exactly.
great American. You want that, Donald? What do you want? What do you want? The man who let Hillary Clinton escape? Is that what you want to be known as? You will be. Do you want to upset Ivanka? Well, she's an adult woman. She can get over it. If she wants to sanction crime like this, doesn't speak very highly of her. This is wrong. It's a moral mistake of the highest order. And, you know, John, I would even accept if she were prosecuted, put on trial, convicted, sentenced to 20 to life, and then she were pardoned. I'll accept that. Let's get her convicted. Let's show the public that there is a limit.
And in the process, let's see all the information that comes out.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Let's see the particulars.
Yeah.
You see? Because then everybody knows, okay. And then all the people who have been, hypnotically and insanely following her learn the lesson day by day, tick of the clock by tick of the clock. God, today did you read these new revelations that came out? Oh, my God. And I voted for her, and people begin to fall off like flies. They begin to realize, my God, I was in a state of mind control here to think that this would, you know, all the repercussions that would occur here in this kind of situation. And talk about, like you said, he becomes the great president, the hero, simply by saying, what do you expect, America? Look at the crimes. Look at what they really are. And you wanted me to back away from this? No possible way that I'm going to do that. And day by day, as he keeps standing up and not budging, more and more people come over to his side.
Correct.
And
I ran
the major
a story,
media just collapse.
Yeah, I ran a story yesterday that there are polls now showing that more and more Americans are beginning to like him. This would put him up in the 80+% approval rating real quick.
That's right. And it would isolate, you know, the loud mouths who they're trying to make that group look like some enormous number of people when they aren't.
Correct.
It would isolate them.
Yeah.
They would become basically accessories after the fact to the crimes of Hillary.
Well said. It's so much at stake here, and to hear the word heal, honest to God, I couldn't believe it. And I've said it. Go ahead.
Just to say, it's like a New Age cartoon.
Yeah, I said months ago, I said, I do not, this woman is dying of Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, all of the above. I don't care. I have no compassion. When you have someone who has caused so much death and grief and violence and corruption on the planet, she shouldn't be in the gene pool here. Sorry, doesn't work. You want a planet or you want an open sewer? That's your choice. We have laws for reasons. We have punishments for reasons.
That's being lost. You know, I just thought of a comparison. It would be like letting Al Capone out of prison because he had syphilis and saying, hey, Al, okay, so you were there for, 6 months. Who knows how many people you killed?
Yeah.
You robbed,
yeah.
You stole from.
It's a good analogy.
You got syphilis.
But let's multiply it by 10,000.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to let you out. In fact, we're going to send you to a really good hospital and give you the best treatment we can and so forth because, we feel your pain. We feel your pain. Right? I mean, the ironies here just never quit in this whole situation.
Yeah.
He had her in the crosshairs, and now it looks like he's letting her go. Tragic.
Tragic on many levels, many ways. The DOJ, I don't know who he's going to appoint, but he just turns it over to the DOJ and appoints a real FBI director. That's what the president is supposed to do, not listen to Ivanka telling him about how Chelsea is crying and her mother's sick. And good God. Ah.
It's just all about, the brainwashing that we've seen happen in America over the last 40 years or so of everybody's got to be nice to everybody all the time. And here we have to be nice. And it's based on nothing, absolutely nothing.
Correct.
It's not based on justice. It's not based on law.
No.
It's not based on anything.
No. Hold on a minute, John Rappaport, and yours truly will be right back. Okay, and welcome back. Talking with John Rappaport. John, the other thing is people are saying, and I've said it, and I'm willing to deal with it. If we can just get even half of what Mr. Trump has promised, I'll be pretty damn happy. But why settle for half, Mr. Trump, when you can do much better than that? You can hold this woman accountable, set a precedent. What is every defense attorney in this country thinking right now? What is every criminal thinking? And how about the wrongly accused, the falsely accused? This is really wrong, and he's not even in office yet. There's time. There's plenty of time for this. And I do not believe that the government would stop functioning if even half the Senate were indicted. I don't buy it for a second. This country is full of wonderful people, intelligent people, grateful, graceful, gracious people, who would serve this country willingly and gladly. But most of them stay out of politics because they know, either intuitively or literally, how corrupt it is, how evil it is, how dirty it is, and they don't want to get their hands and their families involved with that. So we really are, as I said earlier, at the final crossroads, and holding her accountable is a key part of this process of draining the swamp, Mr. Trump. In fact, it's the plug at the bottom of the swamp that you need to pull.
So right, Jeff. And then there's this other thing, which is people have been conditioned to believe that during the campaign, the candidates say all kinds of horrible things about each other. But then once it's over, you know, it's all different and everybody understands how the game is played. And so we now expect something else to happen.
We were just kidding. We didn't really
know.
What the hell is he doing talking to Mitt Romney? What the hell is he doing talking to Ted Cruz? Come on. Give me a break. Why not take, I don't know, I guess Jeb Bush. Let's take Jeb Bush on a one-week trip and go have fun and play golf. Jeez.
Really?
Come on.
Become really good pals with Obama just the way Bush did with Clinton, you know, all of that. Yeah, this is the thing, you see. To me, one of the highlights of the debates, and maybe a real turning point, was Trump's spontaneous 2-second remark that was just off the cuff, one of his, you know, bright moments. She said something, I don't remember what it was, and then he said, because you'll be in jail. And I went, bang. That's the story. There we go. Now you're talking. No embroidery, just straight ahead. You won't be doing any of this that you want to do because you'll be in jail, Hillary. And now, oh yeah, but that was just the camp. You see, we say these things, and of course that's the rhetoric of a campaign. And this is what Kelly Conway was trying to point out in this interview that she did. You know, now it's the presidency. The presidency is not the same as the campaign. But the point is, it is. It should be. And in fact, this is what Trump was attempting to convince the American people about, that it would be the same. The things I'm telling you now are the things I'm going to do. This makes me different. I don't need the money, I don't need the prestige, etc., etc. I'm in this for the right reasons. And now, yeah, but you see, why waste the time and the distraction and so forth? And these are good people. That was another line of his about the Clintons. They're good people. What? After he won? They're really good people. This is like...
Well, he said that about Obama, too, John. He said he's a
yeah,
good guy.
Right.
He's a good man or some crap.
Good man, really good man.
No, the guy's a quadrosexual drug addict. He's hideous. He's a communist. He's a Marxist. He's tried nothing more than to destroy this country for 8 years. He's a good man. Donald, you're judged by the words that come out of your mouth. You've got to learn to think before you speak more. That's called the language of diplomacy. Don't be quick. Obama is not a good man. He is a bad man, a bad, bad, lying, evil man who is probably involved with pedophilia. Certainly he is a blatant homosexual. I don't care if anyone's homosexual, but if you're the president and you hide it, you're open to blackmail. We got a problem. It's a national security issue. It's different. And then today, maybe you saw this, John, the Obama administration, which is full of homosexuals, by the way, it's just loaded with them, is now fining a police department for refusing to hire illegals. Non-citizens.
That just knocked me off the chair. In other words, if you, the police department, refuse to commit this crime that we want you to commit, then we're going to fine you. I mean, can't people see this? You know, can't they penetrate to understand? This should be, you know, in a half-sane world, this would now become a gigantic story. Police department threatened. If they do not commit a crime, they, the police department, will be criminals.
Incredible.
Wait a minute.
Incredible.
Holy crap. These stories just, you know, they come and they knock you off the chair, but for most people it's just the glaze. Okay,
you know, there's always another one coming along to top the one before it, and then that gets shoved into the ash can. That's amazing. Exactly. And the quote here from the Obama administration, I can't even believe this, eliminating this unlawful citizenship requirement to go to work for the Denver Sheriff's Department will help ensure that the Denver Sheriff's Department hires the best and most qualified individuals to protect and serve. Yeah,
yes,
right. Sure thing. Uh-huh. This is Obama. He's a good man. Donald, come on. Go back to where you were in the beginning. He's not a good man.
Exactly.
Jeez. Exactly.
Let's just have a bus at the border, the southern border, that says...
Denver Sheriff's Department applicants.
Denver Sheriff's Department, exactly. And they just bus the people directly to the headquarters and, you know, they get hired.
No, just give them their guns and uniforms on the way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. You know what this reminds me of? I don't know if you saw the movie Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino.
No, I missed it. I heard it was good. I didn't see it.
At the very end, you know, he plays the devil, basically, and he's a big-time New York lawyer in the movie, Pacino. And Keanu Reeves, who gets roped into this whole, evil world, finally understands what's happening and that Pacino is the devil. And he says, you know, why are you a lawyer? And then Pacino gives the speech where he says, you know, because now we can pile up one exoneration after another for the most, you know, I'm paraphrasing, for the most heinous criminals. We can pile this stench all the way up to heaven, he says. And if you look around, this is exactly what's happening. And this is part of this, what we're talking about here. Well, we'll exonerate Hillary, of course. Why not? Just let her off the hook. Sure. You know, they're good people. Obama's a good man. Etc.
Yeah. We get, you know, let her heal. All right, well, that's a direct reference to her clearly failing physical health. All right, life happens. Death happens. Okay? If actions were brought against her and she were to become incapacitated to the extent that she couldn't stand trial, that's the way it goes. We'd have to deal with that when it comes. But in the meantime, the wheels of justice, as described by Donald Trump, must begin turning. And if she were to not be able to stand trial, couldn't be prosecuted, and she tried to take down a lot of people with her, well, we've got all them to go after. That's called the rest of the swamp. She's the stopper in the bottom of the pond, and she's got to be pulled out no matter what happens. Did she worry about Muammar Gaddafi when he was under a white flag en route to surrender? No. No, you saw what she said. She laughed about it. She's a sick psychopath. She deserves no consideration, no compassion. Zero compassion, as she has shown others. As ye reap, so shall ye sow. Turn that around, you got it right. This is really something that is wrong. And do people actually believe that if she were to get sick and die or become incapacitated, and we know she can get a doctor to say, this woman is too sick to stand trial. That's easy. That's a given. So she probably wouldn't stand trial on medical grounds. She'd weasel her way out of that. Would she give Trump a break if she were president? I don't think so. Would this make her a martyr? I don't think so. Benghazi? If we make a martyr out of someone this evil, and we really don't have much right to refer to ourselves as an enlightened, intelligent graceful civilization, which we are not. No, you don't make martyrs out of evil people. They die, they die. Clinton had quadruple bypass, and he looks like he's on the way out, too. Look, these people have screwed this country for so long and have done so many drugs. I'm amazed that the human body can, from what I understand, and if you read the amount of cocaine, the amount of alcohol, it's amazing what the human body can take. And you saw the pictures of Mrs. Clinton without her face on, meaning her makeup. And did you learn your lesson? The media and the lie of lighting and makeup and tricks and Botox and all that, you were being lied to. That was a con job. You were not seeing a real person. Did Donald Trump have that much makeup on? No. And when 60 Minutes did their little interview with him, if you notice, they cropped his face so he looked horrible. They also slowed his voice down. They dropped the pitch in his voice. They slowed his voice at least 1-3%. So he sounded morose, sounded kind of down. That wasn't the real voice speed. These are all tricks. The mainstream media is not slowing its attack, nor are they going to. Take no prisoners, Donald. They wouldn't give you the time of day. And I'm so glad he had that meeting with him, and he said, I am sitting in a room full of liars.
Liars. Tremendous.
And great moment for Donald.
That was fantastic.
These people are just scum. And they get in there, and they get their makeup on, and they smile, and they're happy, and it's all laughter, and it is as fraudulent and phony as it gets. And that's what Americans feed at when they're lined up at the media trough. Sad.
So now it's going to take a tremendous outcry and outrage for people in any way that they can, you know, to communicate and to say to him, no, this is not why we put you there. We can take it. We're the people that you should be thinking about, not what the media is going to do, not what the politicians are going to do, not what the lawyers are going to do, not what the insiders think and so forth and so on, not what your old friends will say. We don't care about any of that. We want you to go ahead. We demand that you go ahead. And just like you said, Jeff, pull that plug on the swamp. That's where it begins, and then everything begins to go down. Prosecute Hillary Clinton now. Make it clear as to what you intend to do. The media backlash will only make you more popular and bring more people to you.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, yes.
That's what people have to do now. It's not, you know, like we started out, or you started out to say, we're not saying, okay, we're condemning you wholesale, Donald. No, we're pointing out something here where you've made a grievous mistake. Grievous move that you made, and you have time to correct it. And we are not interested in, oh, let's just sail through this period until the inauguration and so forth. No. Now is the time. Speak the truth. Do what you said you were going to do. That's what we demand. That's why millions of people put you here. You can't turn your back on them now.
I agree. Jeff Sessions, got a job to do. Do it.
Yep. There you go. And my sense of him is he's entirely capable of doing it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we will see, my friend, what happens. I don't know. He's certainly put the media on notice. And you wrote the two pieces about Steve Bannon. Give us your take on Bannon and what he might or might not do. Now, I'm not sure that he isn't connected a little too deeply to the Zionist state of Israel with that office in Tel Aviv. What the hell does Breitbart need an office in Tel Aviv for? I don't know. I don't know.
I have
no
idea. Yeah, I'm not 100% behind him. My sense is I like the fact that he's a wild card.
Yeah,
I like very much
agreed.
The fact that he's, you know, anti-big media. That's great. And we've never seen somebody who has that much contempt articulates it against big media be this close to an incoming president of the United States. So that is all on the major positive side. And he talks about doing big things, different things to put people back to work, put the country back to work, rebuild the infrastructure, major moves. And I think he means it. I do. So I think he's open to solutions and that he has clear enough eyes so that he's not totally captured by the deep state. Beyond that, I don't know. Beyond that, I don't know. And I don't know how long he's going to be where he is, because you know, the media are outraged that this guy has the ear of Trump. They are just livid, and they will do anything that they possibly can to bring him down, because it's like, he's taken our place. This guy is now taking our place. We own the news, and he's trying to topple us from our throne. So they will do whatever it takes to just wipe him off the map. So we'll see.
There's a story on Superstation 95, which is Hal Turner's deal. And Hal has a checkered past. All the things that show up on Superstation 95 are to be taken slowly and with consideration. They are claiming that in the meeting with the New York Times today, that Trump said he is not taking the Clinton investigation completely off the table. I don't know. We don't know what that means. Here's what 95 says, and I don't run a lot of their things because they turn out to be bogus. They've got no legs. Rampant rumors sparked by comments from Trump underlings were laid to rest this afternoon when Donald Trump explicitly told the New York Times no when asked if he is taking the investigation of the Clintons off the table. Websites across the U.S. reeled and with shock and dismay earlier Tuesday after Trump underlings appearing on MSNBC said they understood Trump would not be prosecuting any crimes involving Hillary or Bill Clinton. It turns out that their understanding, Kelly Conway, of Mr. Trump's feeling was wrong. Well, I don't think so. She's with that man every day, all day, and I don't think there was a misunderstanding. Now, maybe the backlash, and I've got it up, and others have it up, has gotten through to them. They listen. They pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they know.
Maybe they do.
Maybe he'll back down. I don't know. I'll leave the story up for another day just to make sure that everyone gets a chance to see it. The story being that he's going to let her escape.
I can add a little bit to that because there are other stories. I think Fox. One of the reporters in that meeting with Trump, Maggie Haberman, is a reporter for the New York Times, and she was actually tweeting during the meeting. So from her tweets, you could see that it was kind of a waffle back and forth on this issue about prosecuting Hillary. But one of her tweets said, it was sort of implied that when pressed on the issue of prosecuting Hillary and whether or not he was saying there would be no prosecution, he said no, he wasn't entirely taking it off the table. And that was apparently, if we believe her, what he said at one point. So,
well, you know, there's
maybe a glint of hope, but I think it was more.
What you said, they
were listening. They saw that there was a huge backlash.
I agree. Well, John, we will see. Thank you for sharing all of your insights, as always. We'll talk to you again soon, and every day, something new.
Every day, every day. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks. Take care. All righty.
You too.
John Rappaport, columnist on left-hand side of our homepage, your homepage. Take a look, and we'll be back.